It's the country station, FM 95, my friend. It happens next week, June 14th through the 17th. It's Burlington Steamboat Days, and president of Burlington Steamboat Days, Amy Burkhart, is on the phone with us. Amy, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Amy, off the air just a few seconds ago, we talked about, I said, how many years has Burlington Steamboat Days happened? And I was like expecting to hear like 25th or 30th. How many years?
56 we'll be celebrating this summer.
Jeez.
That is amazing. And it, has it always been right there by the river? Has it been, or have they changed locations over the years for Burlington Steamboat Days?
They have not. Burlington Steamboat Days has always taken place right on the Mississippi Riverfront. For those of you coming over from Galesburg, it's the first thing you see as you cross the bridge, sandwiched right there between the Port of Burlington and the Memorial Auditorium. The event has undergone lots of changes over the years. It started as a three-day Dixieland Jazz Festival.
I did not know that.
Yes, it did. So it originally was all Dixieland Jazz and, you know, has morphed into being a true music festival, providing a variety of genres across our four-day event.
Absolutely, including Mr. The Charlie Daniels Band, and who does not want to hear that fiddle being played?
Hearing that makes me so excited.
I know, Amy. That's going to happen. And then one of country music's favorite sons, Craig Morgan, will be there too. He's awesome and is so respected in the country music world. Fuel and Soul Asylum for the rock fans and so many other artists are playing. And 21 bands on three stages, Burlington Steamboat Days. Amy Burkhart, president of Burlington Steamboat Days, is with us this morning. But so much more for everybody in the family, not just you and your buddies, but everybody can benefit from all the events going on, right, Amy?
That's right. You know, in addition to that lineup that you mentioned there, 21 bands across the three stages in 4 days, we do also have 7 special events that complement those concerts. And, you know, a couple of those I'll highlight that would make great day trips for people coming over from your listening area would be Saturday. We have a jam-packed day. It starts at 10 a.m. with our parade. And following the parade, we have Family Fest, which is $1 to get in.
Wow.
It can be the cost of admission. And it includes everything from bounce houses and inflatables to a magic show and kids karaoke and a bicycle safety course where the kids that complete that actually get a free bicycle helmet.
And if you've got a baby who you can't keep track of and she crawls or he crawls like mad, there's a baby crawl.
There is, with great prizes with a professional photographer here locally. You can win a wonderful photo shoot for your baby during that baby crawl. And another big tradition that's lasted for decades is a bubblegum blowing contest. So we'll be having that fun too. So just really a whole afternoon of fun at Burlington Steamboat Days during Family Fest. And running simultaneous to that is something new we've added this year called The Market.
Yeah.
And what we kind of say with that is, got it, sell it, want it, buy it. So it's kind of a hodgepodge of everything that you might see at a flea market, craft show, vendor blender, or farmer's market.
Yeah, vendors galore. And Amy, is there still
galore?
Yeah, is there still time? Is there already been the deadline to sign up for that? Are you already packed, jam-packed with all your vendors?
We have lots of vendors, but we actually are still accepting applications through June 8th.
Oh, great. And you can find out all that information at what's the website?
The website is steamboatdays.com.
Yeah, very easy to get to, and you can see the full lineup and all these events that she's talking about. Family Fest on Saturday. So you've got the market going on too. How does the parade? Do people are there floats in the parade? And just who's involved in the parade? Is it just the whole city and local bands?
Oh, yeah. There's local marching bands and there are floats and local businesses put together things. And the most important question, of course, your listeners are going to want to know the answer to, is there candy? Yes, there is. We are a parade that still throws lots of candy. So
that's awesome.
Love that, too.
Yeah.
And all of that on Saturday kind of sets the stage for, you know, on Sunday, we have another special event, a brand new one, Praise Fest.
Praise Fest is an addition this year to the to Burlington Steamboat Days, the very first time.
It is. And so we'll be starting about 11:30 on Sunday, June 17th, and running right on up to our nationally touring headliners that evening. And we'll be having a variety of local and regional praise bands and inspirational speakers, tons of kids activities, and most importantly, free food.
Yes. Hey, and don't worry, if you've missed church over the last couple Sundays because of a busy summer, Praise Fest, it'll take you there. It's going to be glorious, literally.
It can catch you up.
Yes, yeah. It can catch you up. What did I read about, Amy, and I don't know much about it. I just saw it on there, Wet Your Whistle. Is that new or is that something that's always taken place?
It has always taken place, and it already took place, actually, for this year.
It has.
We had that last Friday night, and the idea behind that is it wets your whistle to get ready for Burlington Steamboat Days. We have little samplings from some of the bands that will play on our south stage.
Oh, that's great.
We had a great attendance on that one.
And on Wednesday night, of course, it all really, really gets underway officially on the 14th on Thursday, but I see on next Wednesday, the Burlington Steamboat Days, Bill Riley Talent Show.
Yes, so that is a wonderful tradition that we have with Burlington Steamboat Days, which allows people living within the region, kids within the region, to participate in Burlington Steamboat Days and feel like the star. So they get to be up on the Steamboat Days stage, perform their talent, and, you know, who knows, maybe one of those kiddos will end up being an artist that we hire back here someday. But it's a great kickoff to our event, and the winner in each age division in our event gets a ticket to participate in that talent show at the Iowa State Fair.
Amy, I always thought that was awesome. I've only been to one Steamboat Days, and it was a Zac Brown band, and I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago. I don't know if you were there for that or not. Yeah,
I certainly was.
I parked under the underpass, and me and my pal left our lights on. Luckily, I know people in radio down in Burlington, and someone came and gave us a jump, so it was awesome. It was an awesome night anyway. Great memories there. But I know you guys have always given local artists a chance to be on the stage in front of bigger artists, so that's always been special about Steamboat Days.
That's right, and this year is no exception. You know, we start off our entertainment each day in the afternoon in what we call the landing, which is our beer garden, if you will, and we start out with a local band on that stage, and then the music just kind of progresses through the evening, and, you know, we start going to a regional band that might be from Chicago or Minneapolis or Omaha, and then it moves right into, you know, our nationally touring entertainment. So it is a nice mix of people at different stages in their musical careers.
We're going to have Steamboat Days tickets for you next week. Don't forget, Charlie Daniels is there. Craig Morgan is there. Fuel, Soul Asylum. And am I missing anybody on the big stage, Amy?
Yes, our Friday night entertainment is Survivor.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Eye of the Tiger action.
Duh!
Who? Starship, so yeah.
Yeah, Starship too. Who doesn't want to hear those two iconic bands? Eye of the Tiger right there by the river. Are you kidding me?
I know, I'm pretty pumped about that one, too. Maybe not quite as pumped as Charlie Daniels, but it's really close.
Yeah. Now, Amy, what do you think? You said 57 years. Are you a Burlington girl?
I am, yep. Yeah. I was born and raised here in West Burlington and, you know, just away only for college and my first few years working. So, yeah, this is an important tradition to our community and to the region as a whole.
Yeah.
And to have the opportunity to drive just a short distance and hear so many of these iconic bands, and we haven't talked about our ticket price yet, but you can come all 4 days for $60. So that is a fantastic price if you start putting that in comparison with going to see one band.
Absolutely.
At a venue maybe in the Quad Cities or Cedar Rapids. So this is a great value.
You don't know you don't want to know what I paid to get my daughter into the Jonas Brothers. It was like,
oh, I am sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So for all these amazing bands, $60 for 4 days, you can check out all the lineup, steamboatdays.com. Amy Burkhart is the president of Steamboat Days on the phone with us. I was going to ask you that too. What is that? Would you say it put Burlington, Iowa on the map? I mean, they were already on the map, of course, but it brings so many from so far every year.
Well, it shocks me when I travel, you know, how many people, when you say where you're from, know at least of Burlington Steamboat Days or have attended once or twice in their lifetime. So I do think it's part of the identity of our community and, you know, does keep us on the map at least. Whether or not it put us there, it keeps us on there.
Yeah. I don't want to forget, I see a Senior Day is on Thursday.
Yep.
So
that's a great day for senior citizens in our community. And following that up on Friday, we'll have another Steamboat Days tradition, which is Special Guest Day. And that is especially for those in living within the region that have special needs of some type. And there is an application you have to fill out in advance to come so that we have the right people on hand to help with all of those individuals. But again, that can be found at our website, steamboatdays.com.
It is next week, the 14th through the 17th. The big parade will take place on Saturday. And Saturday, man, things really get moving. The market, of course, there with so many vendors set up. Family Fest, you said you can get in for $1.
That's right.
With magic shows, Baby Crawl, Burlington Fire Department, Smokehouse. So many people get to be involved, and so many local community members get to be involved, too. And the bubblegum blowing contest, 57 years of tradition. I can't believe it's been that long. Steamboat Days, not too far. I was in your beautiful town yesterday, Amy, there at Bickle's Bike Shop. So.
Oh, well, goodness, we should have just arranged to meet yesterday.
I know.
We should have recorded this in person.
Amy Burkhardt is the president of Steamboat Days. And Amy, I bet there's so many people, an army behind you that make this thing happen every year. Everyone comes and they leave. They have such a good time. But so many hands and hearts make this thing go on.
There are. You know, this is an entirely volunteer effort. There are 30 volunteer board members from various facets of our community that work year-round. We meet twice a month and just, you know, sort through the plethora of details that have to come together to make this event happen on the riverfront each year. And, you know, to all of those and the hundreds of people who volunteer at the event, from the people that pour your drinks to those that, you know, stamp your ticket on the way through, or everyone in between, you know, everyone's a volunteer. So it's very appreciated how many people really do this. It's a true labor of love.
Yeah, and I bet it all ends on the Sunday the 17th, and then you wake up on the 18th and you guys start planning again. Let's have a meeting.
Let's talk. Well, first we start cleaning up.
Yes. Well, and here's the great weather for next week. And all these great bands, Fuel and Soul Asylum and the iconic Starship, and of course Survivor, Craig Morgan. If you love country music, the one and only Charlie Daniels Band will be there too. Amy, anything else you want to throw in for Steamboat Day? $60 for all 4 days if you want to attend, right?
That's correct. And while we're on that subject of tickets, you know, that is the multi-day pass. There are single-day passes also available on our website. And additionally, we have not talked about VIP, but you can buy a VIP ticket, which guarantees you seating. Mm-hmm. So you have a place to sit. You don't have to drag along a lawn chair or stand up for the whole concert. And those passes, for the first time ever, are being offered on a single-day basis. So those familiar with Burlington Steamboat Days have known in the past, you have to buy a VIP package, which puts you in that area for the whole week. But if you're just coming over for a single day, you do have the option now to buy a single day pass and VIP.
I know for me, it was great when I was at Zac Brown Band several years back, looking back and seeing a sea of people. For you, a Burlington girl, to see that on one of those days or all 4 days, it's got to be make you pretty proud.
It really does. It really does. And, you know, we love when our neighbors, you know, from communities that surround Burlington come over and spend the day with us. And one value for the multi-day pass members this year, there are some community benefits throughout businesses in our community for people who come in wearing the multi-day wristband. So you can check those out on our website as well. It's under tickets and wristband perks, but there's a variety of downtown businesses where you can go and get money off of food and drink and retail items while you're over here. So it's a really, really nice, well-supported community event.
The website is steamboatdays.com, 21 bands on 3 stages for 4 days, Burlington Steamboat Days next week, and we will have tickets for you. And we thank you so much, Amy Burkhardt from Burlington, Iowa. She is also the president of Burlington Steamboat Days. Here's to another great, the 56th annual, or the 57th annual, Burlington Steamboat Days. It's going to be great, Amy. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you here.